In the early 1960s, the U.S. government rushed to build more than 100 nuclear missile bases across the country at a cost of up to $130 million each. But within only a few years, they were all deemed obsolete and had been decommissioned by 1965. Well, many of these had been remodeled into homes, paving the way for a Kansas entrepreneur to make a career selling real estate designed to withstand attack. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City paid a visit to one nuclear family and filed this report.
On a blustery gray day in northeastern Kansas, tall brown grass and shrubs poke like whiskers through snow, covering the broad contours of the Flint Hills. A country road passes grain silos and old limestone houses. A long paved driveway leads to a hilltop, marked by a couple of metal towers and a greenhouse, but no visible residence. But Ed Payden does live here. Payden, a lean man with round glasses and a gray ponytail, resides with his wife and daughter behind what has to be one of the world's heaviest garage doors. It weighs 47 tons.
It kind of surges.
The door opens to a 110-foot-long, 20-foot-high underground missile bay, part of the 18,000-square-foot Payden residence. That's about nine times the size of an average three-bedroom house.
Here we're entering the tunnel. This is a 120-foot tunnel that leads between the launch service building and the old launch control building, which is now our home. And the tunnel is probably one of the most unique parts of the structure.
The tunnel's made of wavy, heavily reinforced pipe, but it angles down to a homey wooden door, complete with knocker and two carriage-style lights, 20 feet or so underground.
We built the stone and the oak to break up the concrete and steel that's everywhere.
This Atlas E base was on round-the-clock alert during the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was abandoned just 3 years later. Payden bought the 33-acre site from a salvage company. It cost him $40,000. The government paid $3.3 million. His teenage daughter, Ashley, says she likes living in part of the old Strategic Defense Network.
Most of my friends probably, if they had the money to buy one, would go ahead and get it, but they have no idea how much work goes into this place.
The Paydens have put in 17 years of work, building a big kitchen and three levels of living space. They just finished a two-story cedar-shingled apartment and catwalk in a cavernous 54-foot square room just off the kitchen. A greenhouse above an open equipment hatch lets in some precious natural light.
You can tell when it's morning and when it's like really late at night, but if you're kind of hibernating back here, you really can't tell. It's a great place to sleep, though. Go to sleep and wake up around 3 o'clock and think it's 9.
The 18-inch thick underground walls, built for the Cold War, easily insulate against the winter chill. Payden heats 5,000 square feet of living space entirely with two antique wood stoves. Soft electric light pours through old stained glass windows. Hindu, Christian, Buddhist, and Native American images decorate the living room walls.
We like to bring the spirit into this room. This room was all about destruction, and we like to think of it in more of a peaceful transformation now.
Payden's home has become an international curiosity. He's hosted TV crews from Japan, England, and Russia. The attention generated helped Payden sell a silo in upstate New York to Australian Alexander Michael, though Michael doesn't share Payden's taste in silo interior design.
It just seems totally inept to me that, you would want to change an extraordinary space like that into some little nuts and berries cottage that belongs in a forest.
Instead of trying to rectify any bad vibes, Michael says he wants to celebrate his silo's space-age military history.
It's an energy that I really appreciate and enjoy. It's of no threat, and so now I fully intend to enhance it even more, if at all possible.
Michael's plans include offering the site as a residence for visiting European artists and holding huge benefit charity parties there. Other silo owners have at times found more nefarious uses for the exotic structures. Two Kansas silos were recently turned into crime scenes, after one was the site of a huge LSD bust and the other a murder. Payden, who's brokered the sale of more than two dozen missile bases, says buyers aren't always upfront about their plans.
Well, I'm sure there are certain people that, because of the strength and the isolation of these structures and these properties, would probably think they're a great place to hide out and do covert kinds of things. That certainly has never interested me.
Neither is Payden particularly worried about surviving nuclear war, though he did check to make sure his home, which last housed a weapon of mass destruction, was no longer on the Russian nuclear strike list. For National Public Radio, I'm Frank Morris in Dover, Kansas.